James Sharman with us now, host and analyst Soccer Central on Sportsnet. And James, even as they were controlling a little bit of the play, that second goal they get late in the game last night, you know, 1-1, coming out of that 1-1 and you leave it open coming home, such a huge second goal.
It really was, yeah. You know, big games and big players, and who else to step up but Sebastian Giovinco. Another free kick from a dead ball situation. That's his seventh of the campaign, which is just amazing, really. Six was the regular season record, which he owned himself this campaign, and then did that one again. And it's funny, I asked Michael Bradley about that after the match, and I said, you know, so is it a point now where you expect him to score from set pieces? And he laughed and said, yeah, we're getting pretty close to that right now. He is arguably, and this might seem a bit of hyperbole, but arguably at this point, this year, the best free kick taker in world football. No one can do it quite like him right now. He's got a knack. Not sure what the secret is, but not only was it, you know, obviously a beautiful goal last night, but what a huge goal in, like you said earlier, a second half that was going both ways. The Red Bulls playing pretty well, but enormous, enormous two road goals for TFC.
James Sharman, our guest, joining us from New York. So, Drew Moore, pal, what's the story there? We had him on the show last week. We don't want to bring negative karma to our guests. Like, I want you to be able to board your flight okay today. Yeah. And when we have Drew Moore on the show and then what happens to him happens, I'm concerned. What do you see as his status for Sunday?
The starting lineup hex starts once again right. For someone else. You got to stop interviewing these players. You really have to.
We'll put some New York players on before Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. Get Sasha Kleshton on the Sunday.
Oh, so exciting.
It's a rolled ankle. So, you know, post-match, Griff Vanney didn't really know much more than that. You know, it didn't seem too serious. In the locker room, he gave a thumbs up. He was walking around okay, so he should be all right. That being said, on came Nicholas Hagelin in this stead, and he was really very good, and he was very important last year in the playoffs. So, very good player. He's been through injury hell this season, in and out of the lineup, lost his starting spot to Chris Mavinga. But he played very, very well. So the depth that we keep talking about with TFC, I think, was really on show last night when Drew Moore went out. But with that experience, even though he hasn't played great in recent weeks and he's given up a couple of penalties, including yesterday, Drew Moore is still a huge part of that defense. So you do want him back. But worst case scenario, they do have some pretty good cover.
All right, James, you cannot blame us for the Victor Vasquez injury. He also left the pitch last night. Integral to this 2017 run at a championship and the possibility of what? What's his status for the next game?
Yeah, it was a good old-fashioned hip check, wasn't it? Full speed, look very innocuous indeed. And then you saw the replay, and there's a bit of contact there, and it was in great discomfort. Again, Greg Benny said it was too early to tell how serious it was. It was perhaps more precautionary. If he's healthy, obviously he'll go on Sunday, because you're right, he is so integral, Elliot. He's arguably the most important player. If you look at the team that started the cup final last year, for the team that started last night, there's four changes, and none more important than that man, Victor Vasquez, who's arguably the best playmaker in the league, 16 assists this season. He scored the goal as well. Him and Michael Bradley were absolutely brilliant in that first half last night. So they seem confident he'd be okay, but it's still early days. We'll see what happens. If there's any way he can go, he will go, because, you know, with respect to Jonathan Osorio, who's done really well when coming on as a sub this year, and it's, again, you know, a nice option. You want Victor Vasquez. You know, for me, he should be in the MVP conversation for the league. He wasn't. He didn't make the list, unfortunately, but he's that important.
So set the scene for us and tell our listeners what you think atmosphere is like on Sunday. There's a sense of elite status based on the team season and their playoff accomplishments last year. And, you know, you've lived in Toronto a long time, and you've seen this team through all 11 seasons, so you know how unusual that is. What's the expectation is high, but what do you expect home game atmospheres to be like, given, you know, sometimes the best of teams, the crowd gets on them early on because they have expectation, and if it's not being met right away, you start to hear the whistles a little bit, don't you?
You do, absolutely. You know, I think, though, much like the team on the field, this fan base now has a bit of swagger. They're well aware of how good this team is. You know, they expect them to perform at a high standard, and it's not the kind of team that's going to, you know, roll over and not give 100%. And that's a cliche, but you watch Michael Bradley out there before the match and his intensity. That team plays intense football throughout the entire game. So no matter how the game's going, they'll be, you know, intense. And that will, I think, make the fans very happy. This Toronto fan base, they just want to see that. It'll be loud. he'll be voice there for us. They know how good this team is, how close this team is to doing something pretty special. And they won't turn in their players. It's funny, last night, actually, at Rebel Arena, a lot of the American journalists said they'd never heard anything like it. The hatred towards Bradley and Altidore, of course, failed to qualify the States for the World Cup. Every time they got the ball, I went to the entire stadium because it wasn't even full, which is pathetic, by the way.
It is. Good for you for calling them out.
Guys. Oh, I mean, my God, it's a playoff game against the best team. And, well, maybe three quarters full, Greg, maybe. But, yeah, they were hammering Bradley and Altidore, two guys who have been integral to that national team success. So you won't be getting that, certainly. It could be the opposite. I think it'll be a good atmosphere, a very good atmosphere at BMO Field, as it always is.
All right, you're back in studio Saturday morning. The games you're giving us, you're just delivering. Swansea and Brighton Hove Albion, you know, my secondary team in Brighton there on Sportsnet 1. You got Newcastle, Bournemouth, and also West Ham Liverpool is the late game. And these are later games because you know this for a fact. British people they want to do Halloween in the dark. They've turned their clocks behind before Halloween instead of doing it the right way, which is after Halloween.
Yeah, but it gives me an extra hour of sleep last Sunday and this Saturday, so I'm all for it. It's great. It's great. I'm all for it. But you're right. Listen, on paper, they may not be the sexiest matchups, fellas, but we all know that the viewers tune in for the pregame show anyway, right, to see the three of us, me, Danny, and Craig. So the game's almost irrelevant. You know, we'll make it worth getting out for.
All right, James. I hate to tell you that a lot of people just tune in to see you and the pregame, and then they go.
No, they stay.
No, I'm joking. Thank you, James.
Yeah. How's the hair looking this week? Thanks, fellas. Chat soon.